you bribe the right politicians in the right order at the right time, you can trade the nuclear warheads for medicine, and it's not even a crime. $1 on clinical trials, $600 on making you dead. Your leaders aren't evil.
Entity number one, your 501c3 public charity, the brain. What it is. Your standard nonprofit, the kind that lets the Gates Foundation give you tax-deductible money. What it does. Global Referendum runs the non-binding educational survey showing 280 million plus humans want to not die. Research funds academic studies proving your system is broken. Education. Public awareness campaigns like this book you're reading right now. Software builds your decentralized FDA and wishocracy. What it cannot do, lobby politicians, mostly. A 501c3 can do limited lobbying under the no substantial part test, but it's easier to let the C4 handle it. On your planet, there's a legal distinction between teaching people facts and suggesting people act on those facts. It means nothing in practice, but the IRS cares deeply about it, and the IRS is the one organization on Earth less fun to argue with than death. Why US 501c3? Unlocks foundation grants. A non-binding educational survey is clearly educational. The clue is in the name. Entity number two. Your 501c4 social welfare org, the SWORD. What it is, your political advocacy arm. Donations not tax deductible. That's the price of being allowed to have opinions. What it does, takes the referendum results from your C3 and weaponizes them. Unlimited lobbying, voter mobilization of 280 million plus referendum participants, and the kind of political pressure that makes politicians sweat through their suits. Why US 501c4? Unlimited lobbying while maintaining nonprofit status. Your species invented an organizational form specifically for telling politicians what to do. Then you made a different form for everything else. Entity number three, the Victory Corporation, the engine. What it is? Standard for-profit corporation, designed to speak the only language Wall Street understands, money. What it does? Issues victory bonds, 272% target returns, uses $1 billion to fund lobbying and campaigns, and manages treaty inflows to pay bondholders in perpetuity. Why Delaware? More corporations than humans live there. Your Supreme Court decided that companies are people who can talk, and talking is spending money. This sounds like satire, but is actually constitutional law. Entity number four. Your Decentralized Institutes of Health Foundation. What it is, the parent organization, based in Switzerland, where your species keeps its most valuable things and its least valuable opinions. Why Switzerland? They've avoided war for over 175 years by holding everyone's money. Even Hitler couldn't make them pick a side. If you're building something designed to survive hostile governments, put it in the country that survived all of them by being too useful to invade.
What it does,
The entity is the 100% shareholder of Victory Corporation, ensuring profit serves mission. It accepts international grants. The legal charter is permanently locked to ending war and disease. It serves as a neutral jurisdiction for treaty coordination. Why this four-part structure works. Each entity does only what's perfectly legal in its jurisdiction. Combined, they do what's impossible with a single structure. Charitable funds never touch political operations, IRS. Political funds never touch bond proceeds, SEC. International funds stay firewalled from U.S. political spending, FEC. Separate bank accounts, separate staff, separate lawyers. The ACLU, NRA, and Planned Parenthood use this same structure. You just haven't pointed it at disease yet. Organizational structure. The Victory Management Company. Victory Corporation employs your core team, raises your capital, and executes your strategy. Your species spent thousands of years perfecting how to coordinate mass killing. Time to plagiarize that homework for the opposite purpose. The General Staff, G-Staff. G1 keeps track of humans, which is harder than it sounds. G2 handles disease intelligence and decides which diseases die next. G3 runs your decentralized FDA clinical trials, which is the only part that actually cures anything. G4, logistics and treasury, manages your Victory bond money, counts it, moves it, and resists the urge to steal it. G5, plans and strategy, thinks about next year while everyone else panics about next quarter. G6, signal and communications, is for propaganda, the reason you're reading this instead of doing something useful. The Foundation watches the Victory Corporation so it doesn't drift toward maximizing shareholder value, which is corporate for forgetting why you exist. Securities Law. Victory incentive alignment bonds are securities under the Howey test, a legal test named after a citrus company. Your entire legal system runs on precedents set by orange farmers and railroad companies. This is genuinely how the most powerful economy on Earth decides what money is. Start with Regulation D, rich people only. Expand to Regulation CF and A+, everyone else. Full KYC and AML compliance throughout, because you need to verify that nobody uses your disease-curing bonds to launder money from their disease-causing enterprises. Election Law. Bribing politicians is illegal, unless you call it lobbying or campaign contributions, then it's protected speech. Foreign nationals can't spend money on American elections. Violating this gets you federal prison, not a fine. American money touches American elections. International money touches everything else. They never mix. For the full details on super PACs, the foreign national firewall, and international compliance, see Election Law. Treaty Framework. The 1% Treaty is a formal international agreement, like the ones your species already signs about postal rates and fish, except this one redirects military spending to clinical trials, apparently more controversial than fish. For the full treaty structure, ratification process, and enforcement mechanisms, see the 1% Treaty. Risk mitigation, when they come for you. When you threaten trillion-dollar industries by curing disease cheaply, powerful people notice. They notice the way a bear notices you've sat on its children. The legal attack vectors. Against securities fraud, use full compliance from day one in multiple jurisdictions. Your lawyers bill more per hour than theirs. That's how you win. For election law violations, use complete segregation of funds and have a constitutional challenge ready. Money is speech. Your Supreme Court said so. For tax evasion, pay every penny voluntarily and enthusiastically. You are more compliant than churches, and nobody audits churches. Against RICO or conspiracy charges, everything is public. This book is public. You're reading The Conspiracy right now. It is hard to prosecute a plan published in paperback. The strategy. Top firms in every jurisdiction, former regulators on retainer, they wrote the rules so they know where the rules get tired and stop paying attention. follow every rule so perfectly that investigating you feels like auditing a library. Boring is your best defense. Nobody martyrs the boring. If the courts fail, you have international arbitration, regulatory capture, former SEC commissioners are surprisingly affordable, like vintage furniture, and 280 million referendum participants who make politicians reconsider their entire careers. This entire strategy uses the exact same legal structures that currently enable tax avoidance, dark money, and corporate welfare, the tools of corruption repurposed for medicine. The loopholes meant for billionaires will fund medicine for billions. You're not breaking the law. You're using the law exactly as written, just not as intended. On your planet, that's the most legal thing there is. Legal disclaimer, the part your lawyers insisted on. This chapter is not legal advice. Hire lawyers who understand that legal and unprecedented are not mutually exclusive. If your lawyers tell you this can't be done, get better lawyers.
Thank you so much for taking the time to end war and disease. But if at any point you decide you're too busy, please share this with a friend who's got a free afternoon and have them end war and disease instead. And if you're too busy to even do that, the absolute least you could do is take 15 seconds to go to warondisease.org and tell us what fraction of humanity's resources should go to explosions versus clinical trials and vote on the 1% treaty. If the treaty passes, your vote will be personally to blame for saving 38.4 lives and preventing 6.9 million hours of suffering. Go to warondisease.org right now. Love you. Bye.